Have you ever accidentally seen somebody naked? You know, like somebody walks in on you somewhere, or maybe walks into a dressing room and pulls the curtain or a doctor's office?
Kayla, go ahead.
So I think I had kind of a similar situation to what you had happen. Back when I was 18, I had went into the doctor's office for my first female checkup. And they give you the napkin and tell you to strip down, and they walk out of the office, and I start doing that, and didn't give me probably no more than a minute or two, and as I'm dropping my britches, door opens wide open, and his office was directly across from the main lobby, so...
everybody got a gander.
Oh, God. A guy at the front desk seen everything, including my doctor also, so yeah. I was mortified.
They got to position that office differently.
Yeah, they can't have the gyno office right in the lobby. Yeah,
or knock and wait until you say, come in.
Yeah. They do that even if you're just going like you have like a cough.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. You know, like you have like a normal checkup.
The napkin, by the way, guys. So when you go in and to have your gyno appointment, there is the bench there, and then they put the stirrups up right before they do the exam, but they give you this paper...
Yes,
I've
seen that.
It looks like a paper tablecloth is what it looks like.
I've had that.
Yeah, and you just sit down and you have your robe.
Yeah.
Why have you had that, Jake?
He's probably because of colonoscopy.
Wait, before
he had his...
Not a... Whatever you just had.
Before he transitioned.
It's a paper. Oh, yeah. It looks like a paper tablecloth.
No, but I've had the cloth on different doctor's offices.
It's just to cover your lap.
It feels like it's like a papery, plasticky tablecloth.
They usually give me a beach towel to cover mine. But anyway, yours is different.
They judge different bodies different ways. They're like, what size do we need?
Okay, interesting.
Yeah, just to be more discreet. That's all.
Let's go to Tina. Tina, talk about... Or can you tell us about the time somebody walked in on you naked or vice versa?
Oh, I called into... gave you guys the opportunity to ask. I had my BH lasered a few times. So if you have any questions, I can definitely describe
to
you. Yeah, go ahead.
So glad you called.
Yes, I do actually have a question. When they did the BH per se, and not to be too graphic here, but was it all the way like to the very edge of the, where, you know, it
like,
comes out?
You want to know if there was like a little bit on the out, but also on the in?
Like right on the edge of it. Like, are they getting... Yeah, on the what?
The rim.
The rim.
The rim, yes.
Mm-hmm. Right. So they lay you down and basically spread your cheeks, and you get all the whole area and everything all the way to the rim as close as they can possibly get it. And it feels exactly what it sounds like a hot laser straight up there. And you can kind of hear it, like, not sizzling, but it's pretty warm. And they say it's equivalent to a rubber band. You know, when you pull a rubber band back and you hit it, like your hand or anything like that, that's what it feels like.
So did it hurt?
So they get all the area.
Did it hurt bad?
Yeah, I've gotten tattoos on my body, but laser has been one of the most painful experiences because they don't tell you this, but they, each time they get stronger on the laser. So every single time they hit the laser, it's stronger from last session trying to remove that hair. So it gets more and more painful.
Well, I had my back done.
I feel like they do tell you that. That's something
they
that
do.
They tell you.
When I had my back done, and I don't know if they've upgraded the lasers or not, but when I had my back done, it was shockingly painless.
Yeah, I didn't have a lot of pain.
And I thought they were putting gel on me, but they put this roller, but it's ice cold. I guess it's a distraction or something.
Or
they
maybe
roll
numbs,
it.
Temporarily numbs.
Yeah, they roll it right before it.
Some of the newer lasers, Jason, they shoot out a cooling agent first.
Mm-hmm.
The new and improved lasers.
Yes. Okay.
Is it like instantaneous, like a millisecond before?
Well,
you don't feel it
at
all.
Feel it, yeah.
And early before that, when I was having my Biden tattoo removed on my butt, they actually had another thing that it like froze the skin, right? It was like froze it. And then they did the laser there. And it, like, numbed it, but it was frozen. My skin was frozen.
Uh-huh.
Yeah.
All right, let's go to Megan. Megan, tell us about the time you walked in on somebody accidentally naked.
Okay, so I didn't walk in on, and this is my mother that I'm going to be speaking about. But I was at the Planet Fitness, and as soon as you walk through the door at that one, you could see, like, the tanning bed area.
Mm-hmm.
And I went to tan first, and then she went to tan. And I come out of the tanning room, and I noticed that a lot of people in the lobby area is just staring and looking at the tanning bed area. So I don't know what they're looking at, but I walk over to see, and it is my mother in the tanning bed doing butt exercises, and she has no idea that the door is wide open.
What do you do for your butt?
Tightening up her butt. She's like tightening up her butt in there. I don't know why. She says she always does it.
During tanning or just in that area?
During tanning, yeah. During tanning. She's laying in the bed, like, tightening up her butt.
Thrusting up? Mm.
That's where I go to the gym. I notice on the left.
Yeah, I've seen you there.
Oh.
How awkward was Jason?
Yeah.
Scale 1 to 10.
He was usually on the treadmill.
Mm-hmm.
Practicing running away.
Not too awkward.
Practicing is running.
Which shoes are best to run away in?
I haven't been on the treadmill there in a while.
But it was definitely weird. And I walked in, and then she screams bloody murder, and she didn't believe me that the door had been open. She thought that I somehow walked in on her. I was like, no, the door's been open. So then she gets out, and she's laughing so bad that she pees.
Oh my gosh.
Yeah. So it was just a mess. I was like, I'm not coming back with you anymore. This is crazy.
Your mom's having a good time.
Is she?
Yeah, for sure. It's definitely a laugh with her.
Megan, great call. Thank you.
Oh my gosh, poor lady.
All right, Squid.
I'll say there was one time, I don't remember it because it was in college and I passed out on the toilet.
Oh.
But there was two bathrooms and my roommate's girlfriend and her friends came home, opened the door to use the bathroom, and I'm just completely passed out with my pants on my ankles. So they saw everything. Yeah.
Excellent.
This is one of those stories in the morning. Like, you know what happened last night? I'm like,
That's awful.
Yeah.
It's nothing like so that. Passed out with your little flaccid wieners.
Oh, yeah.
That is awful.
That's not on the toilet.
Yeah. But one of them gave me a compliment, so that like kind of like eased
about
my anxiety.
What?
About my wiener.
Of
so.
Course. What do you mean about what?
I don't know. I want to make sure it was that.
You just wanted to hear it. Wanted to talk about his.
I didn't know it was a compliment.
He does. Anything to get you to talk about your big wiener.
Yes.
Yeah. You do. You love to hear it.
I just wanted to make sure it was like a compliment, but like his abs or something.
Yeah, I had my shirt on. It was just shirt on. Yeah, passed out, laid back.
That makes it even worse.
That's why you asked.
You're like Winnie the Pooh in there.
Yeah. No pants yes, on. I was. I was like Winnie the Pooh. Yes, I was. Yeah.
Wiener the Pooh, man.
So we used to call our kids when they were little, like little Winnie the Pooh running around.
Yeah. All right, Katie, what about you? Somebody walked in on your neighbor.
Yes, in a toilet or in a bathroom stall one time. I don't remember where we were, probably at a bar. And I'm really into wearing the rompers, right? Like the short rompers and with the tube top. And so I went into the bathroom to go, and when you're wearing the romper, I just typically wear those silicone nipple covers. What I mean?
Wait, does that make it so they're bigger, or does it make it look so you can't see the nipple?
So you can't see the. I don't want my nipples bigger.
Not the breast.
Nothing.
I was saying.
I want saucer-sized nipples.
The breast, Katie.
I'm very self-conscious about my tiny nipples.
I need dinner plate nipples.
The breast itself.
The nipple covers do not make your breast bigger.
You said silicone things. When you say silicone, I immediately think it's those
silicone
fake boobs.
Silicone nipple covers. So okay, they are kind of sticky. They can be sticky. So you put them on and it's like, you know, covering the nip. So it doesn't come through your outfit, you know? But it also is the same color as my skin. So it's a very odd look when you put them on. It just looks like, I don't know.
But you have no nipple.
Like your nipples are gone.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. So I'm sitting, I have to pull the romper all the way down, including your underwear, to sit there and go to the bathroom. And somebody walked into the stall while I was sitting there with just my nipple covers.
And they ain't got no nipples.
And there's nothing you can just like, and they say, oh, sorry. Oh, sorry.
They're probably like, you're in the wrong bathroom.
Look, it's Bathroom Barbie.
Thank you, Matt. That's a compliment.
Yeah.
Thank you.
I would definitely take it that way.
I do.